Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Call the numbers 515-602-9657. And our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. A lot of things are going on, but first off, we must acknowledge the fact that 2 days after Rosalind Carter went into hospice, she passed away this afternoon around lunchtime, around 12 o'clock, at age 96. It's important to recognize that they've been around, the Carters, to Jimmy and Rosalind, around like 70-something years together. And I know people from Habitat for Humanity and those people are very mourning now along with the Carters. And I think... I know Scott's going to say something, but I think he probably will, since he's also in hospice, he probably, now that she passed away, I wouldn't be surprised if he passes away not too long after that from a broken heart, because what else he got to live for, basically. You know, and that's a big thing there. We have to acknowledge, we don't, you know, the Carters, we don't support their politics as a whole. Especially when he was president, a lot of mistakes. But he will go down with his favorite charity that he did with Habitat for Humanity, and that's a very important distinction, because what they do is they fix up homes and they provide homes for people that can't afford it. And you got to go through a process to do it. And sometimes you just need to just fix it up. Or sometimes they build a whole new home. But they do it for helping out the communities, not just locally, I mean the states, but around the world now they do it. So it's an international thing. So I want, you know, so everybody's mourning for that. Again, 96 years old, Rosalind Carter passed away today. The other thing is life is short. And a lot of times people that we like or people that we don't like or people that we support, people that we don't support, they're still human beings. And sometimes we need to realize that in our lives and understand that. And sometimes you need a little compassion in life, but at the same time, we cannot stand still and allow people to get hurt, whether it be it's a child in the supermarket or people outside or animals that are rampaging the streets right now in support of a terrorist organization. There is no such thing as a Palestine. From the river to the ocean, that means they want to eliminate Israel totally, and that's not going to happen. Many people, have you ever realized why many countries refuse to accept what they call Palestinians into their country? Look at Egypt, for example. Because everything they do, they destroy and they cause violence. That's why the West Bank, Saman Gamar, they're not going to allow that to happen. That's why Jordan don't want it. That's why in order to, you know, when Israel gave the people over there in Gaza, the land for Gaza from that's what was the, like 20 miles or 25 miles strip, they thought Israel figured that's a way to help them get them in the land where they could strive and become something and make something out of it. Instead, they voted support of Hamas, which is run by Iran and Islamic extremists. And in fact, 85% of the people in Gaza support Hamas. And Hamas is what's responsible. But it's not just Hamas, it's Iran. And a lot of people we talk to, they got to realize that we can't, there is no such thing as a two-state thing. You cannot give your enemy land because they're going to use it to build up weaponry and use it as a staging ground to attack and try and destroy you. October 7th is a big indication of that. But again, in order to stop, you got to get rid of the head of the snake. That's the poison. And the head of the snake is Iran. And when you get people like Biden, Obama, and others giving tons of billions and billions of dollars into Iran, you know who they are, also part of the head of the snake. If you want peace on earth, you got to get rid of Obama, you got to get rid of George Soros, you got to get rid of Biden, you got to get rid of what we call Democrats, really communists, eliminating from the face of the earth, and you'll have peace on earth. That's how it's done. But again, overall, we have to stand up and face terror. And we also have to understand that life is precious. And in order to save life, you have to eliminate terror. And that's a big thing. And we got calling. But before we got the call, I want to bring in my co-host. Scarlett, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. You got anything to say before I bring Mark on? He called.
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right, I'm going to bring Mark in from Oregon. Hold on. Come on. Okay. Okay, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You have any comments? You emailed me, you say you got a bunch of stuff to talk about, so let it go. Bring it on.
All right. Let's start with the current one right now. Today they found in California a Chinese guy with weapons of mass destruction. He wanted to destroy the San Jose airport, and they found him in Fresno, California. So that's number one issue. Number two issue we need to talk about is, well, the carjackings in California, between California, New York, Chicago, and Michigan. And that's in New York and Seattle and Portland. Okay, crime is really bad right now. They had over 50 people got murdered from coast to coast. Okay, that's It's Atlanta, Georgia, to New York, Chicago, Detroit, Michigan, and Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, and Seattle, Tacoma, Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles, California. We had over 114 shootings between all the cities. I'm not kidding you.
Do you realize who's in charge of those cities, every one of them?
And that's not including carjackings that happened this weekend too, as well, and homeless camps on fire. So this is what Biden economics does to this country, folks. It's total chaos.
I know, they even had a carjacking in D.C. that was on one of Biden's store that got carjacked. So,
that's correct.
Granddaughter. Yeah, they got carjacked. And there were shots fired, but the White House kind of denied it, but it was confirmed.
Yeah, but there's the thing. They got protection. How come these people don't? As innocent people like us, we don't get Secret Service. But however, the Biden regime gets Secret Service, and the Secret Service shoots the guy, but we don't hear about what happened to the suspect. There's like these guys, you know, try to break into the home of the guy owns a gold gym, and they heard about this already with Jesse Waters had this on Fox News this past week. A guy who owns a gold gym in Los Angeles, two people jump over his wall, and he shoots the suspects, and now he's being sued by Gruesome Newsom for defending himself because he's got a gun permit. And now
I saw that in Newsmax. Newsmax reported that he was coming home. He has a permit. He carries it. The two guys jump over the wall and went after him, and he protected himself and his family.
He shot the suspect. He didn't wound him. He tried shooting him, but the guys went away. But now he's facing a lawsuit because Gruesome Newsom wants to take his Second Amendment away, and he cannot do that. That's unconstitutional. Yeah. These people should be in jail. I don't care what they say. These people should be in jail, incarcerated, because they're defending the Constitution under the Second Amendment, a constitutional law. Constitutional law says you have a right to be free and bear arms. And Facebook just tried to block me for this as well. Facebook, take this, shove up your ass, because the Second Amendment is coming after you. We're going to go after you, Facebook. We're going to sue the shit out of your organization. We're tired of this crap. You're not going to do this to anymore. So you take your left-wing agenda, shove up your ass, and we're going to come and get you with the Second Amendment. So there you go. Go ahead, Joe Donner. I had enough of this crap. I had enough of these progressive liberals, these anti-Muslim terrorists going after you're not going to believe this. These Muslim terrorists are not just going after Muslims, they're going after Muslims who are now Christians, who became now turned to Christianity, and now Hamas wants to kill them now. And also, they want to kill the Asian community for being Christian too, as well, and to say Merry Christmas, just like Christians now, just like you, Joe Goner, are being slaughtered right now by Hamas. This is outrageous. You guys are in danger right now. We're all in danger, actually.
Yeah. It's not just Hamas, but you know, Hamas is just one part of tentacles by Iran. It's got the Muslim Brotherhood, got Hezbollah.
By the Obama regime, by Biden, and by Eric Holder, you got the Attorney General too as well, Garland. You got Pete Pot Pot Pete Hole Buttigieg, who's the transportation guy.
Who's on the game?
He's doing everything.
Yeah, he got his paycheck the other day. Found it was only a dollar.
and also, he hired the TSA pedophiles to do the run the airport now. Can you believe this? And that's not being televised by national news. Where in the hell is the fake news media on this? Where in the hell are they? Where?
Yeah. But what they're doing, like I said, like I said earlier, is that in order to start finding peace amongst the people around the world, you have to get rid of the snake, the head of the snake, and the head of the snake is Iran, is the main head, along with Obama and Biden and George Soros and others. But you got to do that what they're trying to do, like back in Israel, the Biden administration, along with all the other idiots that want Israel to be gone, basically, is they're trying to talk Israel into a 5-day ceasefire as part of agreement to.
Negotiate with terrorists. I'm sorry. The Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, said, we cannot negotiate with terrorists. They don't understand.
Right.
They only understand elimination.
Right, and what Netanyahu told Biden and others to drop dead, basically. You cannot
tell
a country how to defend themselves and to make their citizens safe.
And I say, shut up, fake news, knock it off. You know what? You're fired. Let's put it that way. We're fired because we got this program where we're on, we got higher ratings than CNN right now, or MSNBC
right.
put together. There it is, folks, right there in a nutshell. Seriously.
That is true. Yeah, we actually heard to 130 countries around the world, and we have millions of people listening to us every show, whether it's on Wednesday evening or Sunday evening.
Fake news media, they don't care, but now they're going to bite themselves in the ass because of this wokeness and going to Target. I mean, I went to Target yesterday. I couldn't believe it. They got the gay pride flag with a nutcracker. I'm not kidding you. I am not. And it's for $10.
That's ridiculous. First of all, let's go into that a little bit. First of all, Christmas is Christmas religion. And Christmas is with the birth of Christ. Look. It's important. You can't allow sin to overtake the religion, and that's what this is. By putting the rainbow flag attached to the nutcracker, it's sacrilegious. Under normal circumstances, you probably would have a lot of people yelling and screaming, including the Pope. But this Pope is a communist. He's not even a socialist. He's just a pure communist. He's not even the Pope. And he is allowing this stuff to happen. And can't wait for this Pope to go. This Pope has to go.
He's also hurting the people who are in the Jewish community, too, as well. Hurting you people. Is it hurting?
Right.
You know, he said that the Jewish people need to be destroyed. He actually said that, too. The Pope said that. This is ridiculous. You know,
I'm going
to
tell you something. Look, the Vatican, the Vatican during World War II was more or less for, they actually helped a lot of the military escape the Nazis, and also a lot of the Jewish people escape the Nazis.
Right.
And they had there were a lot of movies involved in there that you could see, including one with Gregory Peck. But there's a bunch of others that actually helps people, and it was in there. But the thing is, today's Vatican. It's not the same. And don't forget, he fired, I think it was a bishop in
he
Texas
praised Biden.
Or someplace.
I know he did. Yeah, he praised Biden.
Yeah.
He also praised Obama, too, as well. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He fired a bishop because he's conservative, and he believes in the Bible, and that's a big thing
right there.
And there's turmoil on that, and a lot of people do not support the Pope, including a lot of people
right
in the Vatican. So that's a big thing there.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know we got you got anything to say about Ross and Carter?
Oh, yeah. Ross and Carter, she actually did Habitat Humanity. Yeah, she actually
yes
did that. And mental illness, too, so she tried doing that. But, it's she's part of the, you know what, goes to show you that the great generation are almost gone, folks. They're just
yes
about gone. And that's what's so scary about all this. Very scary, because
the
great generation... Yeah,
Ross and Carter is part of the greatest generation, so is Jimmy Carter, which I don't think Jimmy Carter is going to last too much longer because the love of his life passed away.
No, I don't think it's about a week or so. I say about a week or so because they were 77 years close to each other, and when you get somebody like that, it's just a matter of days or weeks before the person passed on. So it's devastating. I mean, it rips your whole soul and your heart all out. Is what it does when you lose somebody like this. It really does.
Ross and Carter did Habitat for Humanity along with Jimmy, but she also was very heavily involved with mental health issues and involved with that. And she was working with a lot of different agencies with that. And it's another one that works with Special Olympics and other people like that.
Right. Right. And she also helped out with the St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Yes, St.
Well, Jude. Believe it or not. She did.
Right. Now, Mark, what's your comment about the 44,000 hours of videos of J6 unedited coming out? They released some of it the other day, and the rest is going to come out this week.
We'll see what happens with that, because right now they're trying, as you know, I watched Mark Levin this morning at 2:00 this morning, by the way. What a time to watch Mark Levin. But yeah, it was interesting to hear from, interesting because right now the government's now trying to retract on this, trying to hold these tapes for decades longer. They want to try to retract this, so they're trying to do that. So they want to withhold it to the public.
Except for one thing, it's already being released. They already released the videos, and you're going to show it. They were releasing
this
44,000 hours.
Freedom of Public Information Act. So, thank God for George W. Bush. Thank God for George W. One thing right.
The Freedom of Information Act, and you can thank God for a number of other agencies out there. Out there for the Freedom of Information Act that's been using it, it's a big thing there, and to get this out, because now you got Lee, Senator Lee, and others, and in the House, and now you got Marjorie Taylor Greene today. They're setting up investigations and stuff, and asking for the immediate arrest of the J6 committee, and including a lot of the American people around the country are asking for that too, to the point where Nancy Pelosi and company have just lawyered up. They know they're going to be arrested any day now, so they're now trying to lawyer up.
Yeah, their days are coming
for
up.
Treason.
Yeah, their days are numbered now.
Yeah, they're going to be charged with treason. They're going to be charged with treason.
Hunter Biden too, and Obama,
because he's a part of it. They're going to be charged with treason, and they're going to be sent down to Gitmo, held in the tribunal, and then executed. And that's how it's going to be.
Hillary Clinton, and also they're going to get George Soros too as well for a violation of espionage with election interference, and also what's going on right now, tampering of you know, they saw that guy with the down Atlanta, Georgia. They got his guy caught stuffing a ballot that was paid, he was paid by George Soros to do that. So now George Soros is under investigation right now.
Yeah, well, he's been under investigation by a lot of countries, and he screws out. Don't forget George Soros. His father was a big-time Nazi at a concentration camp, and George Soros, a little kid, was helping his father pointing out the Jews to get them into the camp to get executed.
Yeah, he was with Mussolini. I remember hearing about that. Yes, I studied that, and actually, when I was in college, I studied that too as well. And the teacher said, you're not supposed to do that. I said, well, I'm doing it anyway because this is part of history. So I want to know the facts. You're not going to tell me what I cannot learn. So you're not going to deprive me of my learning. You're not going to do that. So I told that to my social studies teacher. I told him that. And I said, you're not going to do that. No, you're not going to do that. I said, too bad. I'm going to do it my way, not your way. If you want to fail me, that's fine, but at least I know the truth, and I'm going to get it, and I get it out there. So I'm going to do the report the way I want to do it, not the way you want to dictate it, but the way I want it, the way it's supposed to be done, the way it's supposed to do, and that's what made start me doing it, become a news reporter, and having a broadcast like you guys have. You know, last Monday and this past Monday had Senator Ted Cruz on. It was amazing. And I'm also watched the Israel support the Israel rally. That was like a Tea Party rally 14 years ago. People came united together. It was over he said 300,000. No, it was 1 million people showed up. I'm sorry. 1 million people showed up to support Israel, you know. It was Israel or support Israel. I don't care how you call it. It was a pro-Israel rally, and it was coming for what America is all about: being united, loving God, having freedom, enjoying life. And they put us on. I can't believe they put the government. The Biden regime administration put the support Israel rally on a DEFCON 1. Put them on the worst on a terrorist watch list. Are you crazy? Really? Just for flags? Just for having the Israel flag and the American flag out there? And supporting America and stop the attacks of these terrorist cells that we have in colleges. I call them terrorist cells. I don't care how they call it. I don't care how they name it. Is it Hamas, Antifa, ISIS? They're all terrorist cells. They're terrorist groups that we have in colleges, and they need to be stopped. Because right now, I'm going to say it again. It's not just there's not just the Jewish community is under attack. There's also the Asian community as well as the Christian community, because we all believe in God. We believe in the same way. We believe in Christmas, and it's how we celebrate Christmas. It's what we do to celebrate Christmas. You guys put out candles for Hanukkah. We put out candles for Christmas too, by the way. So. And so does the Asian community. They love candles. Who doesn't love candles? You guys love candles. I love candles. So if you want to call us Jewish Christians or Asian Christians, it doesn't matter. We're all, now the Latinos are under attack now. Latinos are under attack because they believe in, because they believe in family. And the Catholic faith of being with God and being with family. They are pro-life. And now they're under attack too. This is ridiculous. This is outrageous. Go ahead, Joe Golden. I'm going to give you back You got the microphone. I don't. So go ahead and still go there. I want to hear the response.
Okay. A couple of things. First of all, the Latinos, they actually know people that actually came into this country legitimately, and did immigration the right way from Latin America and elsewhere, and they actually fought for freedom because they were literally escaping communism or socialism.
They
see what's happening with the open border over there. And they're overwhelmingly now they're supporting Republicans, especially Trump. And he's being picked up a lot. In fact, according to the latest polling, Trump is now up as much as, or maybe more than that, by 4 points in the Gen Z ratings. Gen Z people who we figured will be support Biden because they want freebies, they're realizing that nothing is free, and it's going to cost them an arm and a leg to even buy a car to go to school or to go to work or buy a home because of so-called Bidenomics. They're now flipping and realizing that Biden's economic plans are not helping them, and they're voting for that.
Millennials are going with Trump, too, now because they're seeing how much food's costing them on a table because they got young kids and they got a young family. You know, the millennials, they're in their 30s, and they're seeing how much costs. And they're seeing how much gas prices cost them every single month, and with food too, and diapers. So yeah, they're upset too. So millennials are upset. Generation Z is upset. So yeah, everybody's upset with Biden right now. With the Obama regime administration, they're tired of this crap.
And what's unique is now, it is affected because a couple, if you go to X, formerly known as Twitter, a number of the so-called, robots that support Biden from the Gen Z people, they're now coming in. They were quiet for a while. Now they're coming out and saying, you know what, I still will vote. There's a couple say I'm still going to vote for Biden, but it's less and less each time. And every time Trump is picking up more in the polling, even in that group, they're starting to come out and just, you know, they're trying to stay face or try and keep as much as to stop the bleeding, so to speak, and keep as much as they can in camp, but they can't.
Someone Bin Laden, you know, the video they had on TikTok, you know, TikTok got so much backlash, they had to take it down, they had to block it, so they actually had to do that.
Osama Bin Laden thing, but they took it down, but that happened back in, the reason why he wrote that is the reason why he attacked the World Trade, as a letter to America, so to speak. It was, you know what, and a number of people, Greg Kelly's one of them, said that should have kept it up because this way people will see the mindset then and learn from history. If you take it away and it disappears, American people are not going to see the mindset of the psychopaths. So, you know, and you can do it to repeat it. And we also support free speech. But what's amazing is how dumb and deaf and how stupid the American these kids are, so TikTok took down the thing, but the TikTok is owned by the CCP, you know, China's CCP is China. That's the Chinese Communist Party. That's CCP. Mm. And they control, and they have a big influence around the country. And speaking of that, it is an insult to the military and to everyone in this country that fought in any war, whose families, whose people that were killed in fighting, defending our freedom, to have an American soldier carry the communist Chinese flag in California and hold it up. That's an insult, and it's a disgrace, and that's something that
they had the Hamas flag too. Hamas flag too as well, Palestinian flag waving.
Yeah,
in a couple of states too. Remember, they had that too.
Yeah, in the Palestinian. But there is, Yeah, but that's, and everyone that's supporting so-called Free Palestine type of thing, then that's no such thing as Palestine, number one. Number two, it's all Hamas run by these communist socialists.
There's no controversy in Palestine. I'm sorry, there's no Palestinian state at all. It's just,
no.
It's fake. It's like fake news. It's fake, people. TikTok is not, is also fake news. TikTok is owned by, again, the People Republic of China, you know, it's ridiculous.
Communist China, CCP.
All right, CCP.
You know,
exactly.
It's a propaganda tool, you know, and, you know, what's amazing, I'm going to tell you, we put the show on TikTok, we put the podcast on TikTok. We haven't gotten taken down or attacked yet, but it's out there. And that's a big thing.
Yeah.
There. So, you know, because we are actually, this show here,
guess what?
The podcast is heard over there.
It goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. They've got a lawsuit with the American Heritage Foundation. The Second Amendment Foundation is also with Judicial Watch. And the Second Amendment Foundation that they started is going after these issues, and it's going to be taken to Congress in 2025 with the Senate Oversight Committee. When we take back the White House and we take back the Senate and we take back Congress, guess what? Schumer, you're fired. You're going to go to jail. Nancy Pelosi, you're fired. You're going to go to jail. Obama, you're going to go to Leavenworth. Sorry, that's the way it is. Biden, you're going to go to the funny farm. Hunter Biden, you're going to go to Leavenworth. You know, seriously, these people are going to be incarcerated in prison for life. What they did is a crime against America. That's what they did. It really is.
Yeah, and that's true.
They don't realize what they're doing, and they have no clue. I mean, Garland's going to go to jail. We know that Cindy Mayorkas is going to go to federal prison. We know Pete Buttigieg is going to go to federal prison.
That idea is all well and good, putting them in Leavenworth, but they're still there and they still have power. My point is,
I'm talking about 2025
they need to be held accountable for their crimes, and they are traitors, and they need to be held. They need to be hung.
Accountable. Yes.
You know, I don't want to pay for them to be in jail. And that is all.
People like you, Joe Goner, who believe in the Jewish Christian community, are being attacked right now. This is outrageous. I never seen anything like this in my life. I never have. I never seen anything like this. I don't think you have either.
And that's the point. No, we've never seen it this way. Even pre-World War II, we weren't seeing it like this. There was a lot of fifth column Nazis in this country, but this is worse than that. And it's across the board. But again, this goes back many, many years. They started to indoctrinate our kids in the universities and the colleges. And then they went and bring it down to the high schools, and now it's all the way down to the preschoolers. And that's why the CRT's got to go, and the others, all the indoctrinations and stuff. And one good thing, that's one of the good things about DeSantis in Florida, is that he's
put him in prison too.
We need to literally clean up the books, eliminate the schools like that do that. We also need to get rid of the Department of Education.
Cool. Drain out the. Remember, Donald Trump always said they got to drain the swamp out. Well, we got lots of swamp to drain out. That's for sure. Look at the Attorney General going on in New York City against Donald Trump. Oh my God! This woman's nuts. She's crazy. This woman is a she is a terrorist. I want to call her the Attorney General of New York City is a damn terrorist. There it is, folks.
She has no place to go. She already been notified the case is going to get thrown out by the appellate court and the Supreme Court. She already knows that she's been notified. She's just going through the motions. Same thing this judge. And they both know they're not going to be around me. They're not even be alive in the next few weeks. They know the days are numbered.
I say tar and feather these people. Tar and feather. That's what we did back in during the 1800s. We tar and feather these people.
They take these hanging judges and hang them.
Right.
That's what they did in the 1800s.
Yes, they did. That's what they did. How justice was done during the over in Europe, because right now Europe has got the same problem going on with these damn terrorists too as well. Europe needs to bring back the guillotine, and by doing that, you'll end these Hamas and make sure that you use pig blood to do it as well. You got to do Jack first.
You got to give France some credit. They are now literally kicking out all the Hamas people, all the Islamic extremists, and going from door to door to take them out.
They're throwing pig blood at door to door, throwing pig blood at these Hamas people, and they're scared to death of it. They don't like that. They are scared.
Yeah. You know, and so that's a big thing there. But as far as the rally,
this should be national news, but again,
We report it.
Quiet, silence, anything they can, and that's why we're trying to, debunk us and trying to act our fake algorithms that they're giving us now.
Well, don't forget, this past week when we had the rally in D.C., it was organized in a couple of days. All the people. Yeah.
I reminded you of the Tea Party rally 14 years ago, guys.
It was organized in a couple of days. It was organized by organizations like the OU, Orthodox Christian, Orthodox.
The Heritage Foundation helped. It was also done by
Orthodox Union. They're the main ones.
Put together.
Yeah,
they all you. A lot of people showed up.
They said it went from 200,000 on up.
Yeah, I'd say it's a million.
I don't know, but it was over more than 200,000 for sure. And I know because some of the people I talked to, I was calling for the OU at the time, and I was talking to them, and these people, they were actually there. You could hear it.
It was a rally being united together. What this country is all about.
They left the area better than they found it to begin with.
Yes,
just like the Tea Party.
Hamas doesn't do that. These terrorists.
No.
2 days later, they go born. They go the terrorists go to the White House. And they spray and they put blood on it. Really? Are you kidding me? Really? Who does?
They also went and ransacked the DNC. They ransacked their own people that support them for the most part.
Some of them had Trump flags too as well. The same people marched on January 6th. Same people, guys.
One of the breaking news that we got, and I'm going to break it here now, is that we have a video. A number of fellow agents disguised as Trump supporters walking through the Capitol, and when the couple security stopped them, to see who they were, they showed their badges. So we got the badges on video showing it.
Right.
They're showing the badges. So we know for a fact that J6 videos. The unedited version that we have that's coming out, thanks to the speaker, partly Tucker Carlson, but now the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and he's releasing them all. And they are so scared right now. They're, like I said earlier, they are lawyering up because they know they're going to prison or they're going to be executed for treason. But the,
I love our new speaker we got. Mike Johnson is not he's nonpartisan. He just believes in being united together. Uniting together, folks. So he's non-bipartisan. He is just a uniter. It's what he is. He's a non-divider.
He believes in the Constitution as written.
Yes.
And he believes in the Bible. And his life and his faith is based off of that, on both. And that's what
his wife actually has a Bible study group, too, by the way. They actually have that. At the Capitol, you know, they actually have Bible studies going on. His wife does that in his own office, so he uses a public office for having Bible studies. What's wrong with that? I don't see a problem with that. Do you have a problem with that? I don't have a problem with that.
No, the place I work with has Bible studies. In fact, they increase it from 1 day a week to 2 days a week.
And Senator Ted Cruz has his podcast. He uses twice a week inside his office.
Ted Cruz also has the phone call rallies, town hall meetings, at least once a month, a couple times a month.
Yeah, well, we won't have one until, and next one's going to be in January. He's going to take 2 months off.
Okay, because he had one this past week.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Trump was at the border today and got the endorsement of
Texas,
Abbott.
By the way. Yeah, he was down there serving. I watched him. He was actually serving food to the Texas National Guard. It was pretty cool to see that.
Yeah, and ICE and Border Patrol, and he picked up the endorsement of all of them. So that's a big thing there.
Yeah, he had a rally in Texas, too, yesterday, so he did that.
That was today, and yesterday he was in Iowa, in Fort Dodge, Iowa, and he was busy with that. He's got some other stuff.
Nobody mentioned anything about Donald Trump at all, and I didn't even see it on, I was trying to find, you know, the rally. They didn't televise it. I didn't see it.
You got to go to RSBN. If you want to hear anything about rallies, you could go to Right Side Broadcasting Network. They report from every rally.
I've been watching Hallmark Chris's movies, by the way, so it got me out of my realm. So that's probably why I didn't see it. But I was looking on.
It's Right Side Broadcasting Network, and here the truth is out there, Voice of People Media Network. We try and get the information out for everybody at the time, go from there.
I apologize. Yeah, I missed a rally, but I should have. Yeah. You're right. Go Right Side Broadcast News. Yeah, exactly.
That's the best way to go.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And also, Newsmax, for the most part, Newsmax covers it.
Yeah, but I didn't see it last night on Newsmax, though. I tried watching it. I didn't even see the Newsmax at all.
They didn't do it. Yeah.
They didn't carry one today either. They showed video clips of it, though, that I did see that on Newsmax.
Right.
You know, also Fox Fake News.
What's good about Newsmax, they're very good in showing what's really going on in Israel and not allowing the left or the communists. And they got a bunch of reports that's embedded in Israel you actually see what's exactly going on.
Martin McCall is in hot water. So is Brett Baer, too, as well, because they got the people from Israel said, you know, you need to respect the families. Do not attack them. Do not put questions out there that's going to offend people. Do not do that. Stop doing that. That's not what the press is. Stop with your rhetoric.
That's what the left wants. They're trying to make cover for everyone other than what Israel is. And that's wrong.
They're trying to put the blame game exactly, and they're trying to make the forcing on the families. Are you kidding me? It's not what Fox Fake News is owned by Disney, and I'm sick of this crap. We got to get they need to cut.
Well, Disney's in trouble. Disney merged with Hulu to stay alive.
Right, I know they did. I know they moved with Hulu. I know they merged with Hulu. They also merged with Netflix too as well. And they're in trouble right now too as well. So
they're
on the road. Nobody's watching that crap anymore. See, that's
why. If you go woke, you go broke.
Right.
You know, and the thing is, what's unique is that when Major League Baseball admitted they made their mistake, and now they're bringing the All-Star game back to Atlanta in 2025.
Coca-Cola, same way, you know, and so is Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch. They lost billions of dollars worth of revenue.
Yeah, and they fired the people that involved with the woke that cleaned it up, and they moved back to where they were and just don't get back into things. It's going to take a while to believe them, but, you know.
Target's going to have to do the same thing because Target is losing as well. Nobody was in Target, by the way. I can't believe it. Nobody was in there. Nobody.
Yeah, Target's on its last legs. They need to get rid of the left. Anytime you go towards the left, you're going to go out of business.
Well, it's what happened to Toys R Us. That's what happened to them.
Toys R Us is starting to come back a little bit, but they got new owners.
It's owned by Macy's. Did you know FAO Schwarz is owned by Macy's?
Yeah,
Macy's
Federated.
And guess what? They got more Santa Clauses this year at Macy's than ever before in history.
Yeah, because they're trying, but they screwed up. They got at this Thanksgiving Day parade. They got two transgender type of people in the parade, and there's a massive, bug protest. Well, I heard this morning that those two may be kicked out. But you got Myanmar March was going bankrupt Macy's, and they didn't want to do that, so they might have fired. Those two actually took them off.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That's why the reason why I watched Macy's is this year will be the 99th year of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade because it'll start in 2024. So next year will be the 100th anniversary of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And the best part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is is the Rockettes, in the dancing team from the Rockettes. They're pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean their routines are really awesome. I really like the Rockettes because it's tradition. Again, it's American tradition. They've done this since the start of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Next year will be 100 years of the Rockettes, and it'll be 100 years of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade too as well. So this is very, very historic next year, folks, because you're never going to get one. After 100 years, you'll get 101, but never be 100 again, though. Never again. Only one time.
Anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show. I want to thank you, Mark, for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me on because we got everything done, but with news media cannot do in 1 hour. It takes them three days to do this. We did it in 1 hour.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
We got everything done
in 1 hour because, like I said, I was rammed up for today's program because I was watching Hallmark movies, I was watching the news too because I wanted to see what was going on with Israel. These terrorist carjackings and these damn terrorist shootings and this is ridiculous we have going on in this country. Biden allow open borders for terrorists to come in here. That's where we have terrorism going on in this country right now, folks. I don't care what they say. I don't care whether they call it a riot or a mosque demonstration. No, they're terrorists. Every time you see them, it's a terrorist attack on America. Every time you see Hamas, it's a terrorist attack on America. Plain and simple. There it is, folks. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I see you later, Mark. Thank you for coming on. Scarlett,
yeah,
you have any final words?
That's it.
Scarlett?
That's all I got to say. Oh, actually, all right. Be safe. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for having me. And be safe out there when you go shopping, too, as well. Be safe, okay,
okay.
Folks? Just
all right.
Be
thank
safe.
You, Mark.
Be alert. If you see something, say something.
Say something.
Please do so. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody I'll be back on Wednesday. It should be a special show because it's the day before Thanksgiving. Talk about recipes and food and family and all that good stuff. Saying, God bless America. God bless Israel. Everybody be safe. I'll be back on Wednesday. If before you can listen to our podcast, keep up on information. Scarlett Butler saying bye.
And I would like to thank Mark, anyone in the chat room, what millions of them listening to around the world, especially those people in harm's way. I will pray for you. And again, I want to thank everybody for coming on, Mark and Scarlett, and see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. It's our Thanksgiving show. And this will be a lot to be thankful. Prayers go out to the Carter family on the death of Robinson Carter. And keep an eye on Jimmy. I think he'll be gone soon, too. And again, have a pleasant evening. And thank you again. See you on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart. There ain't no doubt I love this land.